You know, 2013 marks the anniversary of a landmark decision for American women. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more.
Marla, this week marks the 40th anniversary of a landmark court case that guarantees a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy. In a decision that continues to divide the nation, the U.S. Supreme Court handed down its ruling in the Roe v. Wade case January 1973. The decision hinges largely on a woman's right to privacy, which the court said could be interpreted in the amendments of the U.S. Constitution. South Texas School of Law constitutional expert and dean, Professor Gerald Treese, says Roe v. Wade expands on the Supreme Court's articulation of privacy rights from earlier cases.
The court had previously, in a case called Griswold versus Connecticut, actually spoke of the penumbral right. The penumbral right of privacy actually was first found in Griswold, and that the right of privacy in that case was one that very few people could disagree with, because Connecticut had passed a law prohibiting anyone from purchasing or receiving a birth control, and also made it criminal for a health care provider to prescribe it. And it was one of those laws that when you look at it, it's just almost everybody thought it was a bad law. The question is it against the Constitution? And the court first created the right of privacy in that case to strike down what even a dissenting judge said was a particularly silly law. But then you could not have Roe versus Wade without Griswold. And you couldn't have Griswold without a previous case called Skinner versus Oklahoma, where the Supreme Court struck down a law in Oklahoma that said that a three-time felon would be subject to sterilization. Therefore, you wouldn't pass the traits on anymore. And the court, in seeing these cases, you're talking not just about a right of privacy. You're talking about intimate, sexual, and personal matters concerning the body. And because of that, the court, I think it's either the highest moment of the court in Griswold are the lowest, depending on your philosophy of judicial interpretation.
Opponents and supporters have fought over the Roe v. Wade decision for a plethora of reasons since it was handed down. Professor Treese says the questions it raises ensures that fact of American political life won't change anytime soon.
Roe versus Wade is going to continue to be challenged. I saw an amendment proposed to Congress to even take away the court's jurisdiction over abortion decisions. It never got passed, and it never became the law. But this shows these constant attempts. You have people run for office on the federal side whose only real campaign is they want to overturn Roe versus Wade. Here in Texas, we're in a battle right now whether or not our Texas legislature and the governor can cut off funding to Planned Parenthood. That's embroiled in the courts right now. And the reason they're doing that is because Planned Parenthood may, in fact, do abortion counseling. So you almost see the ripples and the effect of the decision in Roe versus Wade affect not just us today in Texas, but most every family has somebody that is affected in one way or the other by the question of whose body is it? Is a married woman different than an unmarried woman? Is a child different? What about the rights of the boyfriend? All these type questions. And the bigger question to me has not just been that. The idea of this being a medical procedure and putting criminal penalties on doctors, that's a little bit scary, too, because it's scary for the doctors if these laws aren't clear. It is a due process issue to me, to the doctor, to be certain if a doctor does the procedures and it's a viable fetus, what's he supposed to do? Does he have a duty to keep it alive? These are the type of questions that every constitutional law class in America is talking about as we speak.
Abortion and family planning rights are hotly controversial political topics during election cycles and in state legislatures. As Roe v. Wade turns 40, a recent poll found for the first time in its history, a majority of Americans think abortion should be legal. 70% think the Supreme Court should not overturn Roe v. Wade. The poll further indicates only white evangelical Protestants disagree, 54% of whom want it overturned. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT Local News.
Well, Jacob, thank you for that report. It's always been a very interesting question. It's something that will continue on, I guess, for the rest of my lifetime, for sure.
Oh, likely. Might as well.